Lock 1. During the early 18th century, Belfast became a busy merchant town. Located at the mouth of the River Laggan, which meandered through fertile agricultural land, it was ideally situated to export the produce of its linen trade and import goods from the rest of the UK. But there was a problem. Whilst the established road network had been crucial to Belfast's development, the opening of the Newry Canal in 1742 illustrated that the transport of goods by water was far more efficient. One horse could pull a 60-foot-long barge, or lighter, loaded with 78 tons of cargo. In response, the prominent businessmen of Belfast spent the second half of the 1700s constructing a canal between Belfast and Lisburn and onwards to Lough Neagh. Just 100 metres to your right, you will find the remains of Lock 1, the busiest on the canal. Here, tolls were paid and details of each lighter and its cargo were recorded into the permit book. In its heyday, it wasn't uncommon for 40 or more lighters to be lined up here, ready to embark on the two-day journey to the shores of Lough Neagh. Although the last two never left. It is said they still remain here today, encased in the rubble and concrete that was poured over the top of them. Lock 1 was known as Molly Ward's, after a well-known 18th century tavern that was once located nearby. It was run by Molly and her husband, a lockkeeper. The tavern is said to have been a popular place for the canal workers to stop and have a wee dram to warm their bones before setting off on their 27-mile trip. With each drink, they indirectly helped subsidise the canal, which was partly funded by a tax on beer and spirits in the Laggan-side districts. In the late 18th century, the United Irishmen were also known to frequent the tavern, and it is said that Molly Ward was storing a keg of gunpowder for them when the house was raided. Thinking on her feet, she quickly threw a blanket over the keg and made her mother sit on it with her grandchild. From here, 11 miles of surface towpath can be followed to Lisburn, offering a chance to encounter wildlife, enjoy peace and tranquility, and follow in the footsteps of men and women who fueled the local economy. How many locks, bollards, and other signs of the canal folk can you find along its length?